This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. June is African American Music Appreciation Month, and all this month, WABE's Rose Scott has featured four female Atlanta-based artists. All are at different stages in their career and have reflected on their music, career inspirations, and the current state of music for women of color. Joining me now to talk about the series, Rose Scott. Thank you so much for coming in.
John, as always, my pleasure. Good to see you.
If you could, begin by telling us your inspiration for the series.
You know, it's something I've wanted to do for the last couple of years, and it's been a lot of fun. The challenge was selecting the artists, because I just made a list. I made a list of all the Atlanta-based artists that I was aware of.
In whittling down that big master list, did you find the focus of the series changing as the confirmations came in from different artists?
You know, John, actually, the focus of the series, what was important to me was that we had four artists, different stages of their career, and it was sort of staggered, sort of tiered. Here's someone at this level. Okay, what's the next level after you're just getting into the business? Well, I've been in it for maybe 5 years. So what's the next level after that? Well, I was in it. I got a Grammy nomination. I was up at the top. And I walked away.
Yeah.
And then you end it with someone who's had a career for over three decades, who can really probably identify with all the other things that the other three said.
There were four female artists. Tell us who those were.
Well, we started with Gwen Bunn, who's 21 years old, Decatur native, actually gave up playing basketball in high school because she wanted to focus on her career. Just 21 years old and really has a sort of an underground following right now, but is an amazing artist, composer, writer. She does it all at the age of 21, has a very free spirit, if you will.
It's almost an illusion, you know what I'm saying, like creating this sound that makes you feel a certain way, you know what I'm saying? You can't even see it? That's magic, what? That's what music is to me.
You know, she showed up with this huge head of hair sort of sprouting out of her head, and she had on basketball sneakers and like some really cool Hawaiian shorts and a Snoopy Joe Cool t-shirt.
So quite an eclectic style.
Exactly, and then we went to Avery Sunshine, who is a minister of music over at Ebenezer Baptist Church. So she talked about, you know, sort of balancing a career rooted in gospel music and then also trying to have, you know, an independent sort of R&B soul career.
There was one pastor. I think he was teasing, but I'm not sure. You know, your album would really, really go gold if you, you know, if you sang for the Lord. And I said to him, everything I sing is for the Lord, even if it's about my baby daddy. And he ain't say nothing else to me. That was it.
She was fun to talk to, a lot of energy. And also she's a mother, so she talked a little bit about the challenges of motherhood, too. And then we had Dion Ferris in last week, who really just right at the height of a career, she walked away for like more than a decade because of, you know, just the challenges she says she had with the record label and trying to define her music.
You know, I was a young person. None of the things that I imagined when I said I wanted to be a singer ever came into being because it was completely different than what I had ever imagined it could be.
And then the last installment was Jennifer Holliday's story, who, you know, left her hometown at the age of 17, headed to Broadway, and then how her Broadway career sort of propelled her to having a successful singing career. So each of these artists have had a very unique and sort of different path, you know, into the industry, but I think they all were able to tell their stories, and it was neat for me to hear, and I hope the audience enjoyed it as well.
In these four conversations, tell me sort of what you feel are the standout moments that really come to mind when you think back on your time with each artist.
I think if there's one thing I've taken away from all of these artists is the challenges of being a woman and being a woman of color in the music industry, and it has changed in terms of just how they market women a little bit. They all have talked about when they got into the business wanting to do it their way, and maybe record labels or the way the music industry was trending at that time has sort of changed that. You know, it's changed from when Dion Ferris had her huge hit in the 90s or when you and I were bopping around in the 80s wearing neon colors and all those sorts of stuff. So,
and big hair.
Yes, big hair. Yeah, I had big hair.
And, I had really big hair.
Yes, I've seen.
You've seen photos.
I've seen the photos. So, and that may not be anything new in terms of an artist wanting to be true to their self, but when you get into the industry, it may not always be that way.
Did any of the artists look forward into the future of entertainment?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, Gwen Bunn, who's 21, you know, she's looking forward to having Grammys, and she wants the success. There's nothing wrong with that. And I think, you know, with Dionne Ferris, she's doing her own thing. You know, she's always wanted to do a live jazz CD, so now she's doing that. Jennifer Holliday is back in the studio working on new material. Avery Sunshine, you know, at the age of, and I don't think she'll mind me saying this, you know, in 40, she's just working on her second album, but she's like, you know, it's still been fun. And for an artist like Gwen Bunn, with technology, doesn't really need a record label right now. She said, you know, I have Twitter and I have Facebook and I can sort of do my own music and get discovered that way, and YouTube. So in this day and age, you don't necessarily need a demo. They're doing it their way. And I think that's really the gist of the series, that they're doing it their way.
And Rose Scott, we do thank you for this series, and we look forward to what the next one may bring.
Well, John, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
For more about Rose's series, you can find details and audio at WABE.org.